Alan Knapp, an ecologist at Colorado State University, has already seen successful agrivoltaics projects in Colorado grasslands used for cattle grazing.
To me, the first barrier to overcome is, can it be done? Biologically, can it be done? Physically, can it be done? And then the next barrier would be adoption. How do you convince people who own the lands to be willing to change the way they've done things in the past and integrate, for example, energy generation?
Luckily for Sweetland, blueberries aren't grazing animals. Bushes can't bump up against and break the solar panels. And recently, climate unpredictability is already a motivating factor. In 2020, Maine blueberry yields dropped by 50% because of frosts in May and June, followed by a statewide drought. For this farm, a second reliable income stream could really come in handy. But not everyone is on board.
Some people feel that farmland should remain farmland, and why not put the solar panels on a building or over a parking lot, space that's already industrial?
But solar panels require a lot of area to generate power and effectively replace fossil fuels. There must be many panels, tightly packed together, to maximize energy output. They also require unrestricted access to the sun, which is not always possible in a populated area.
Where are we going to put all this energy? So there's a lot of interest and motivation behind finding ways to have clean energy in Maine. Farmers and wild blueberry farmers have a place in that space. We're just trying to figure out where that might be.
Alan Knapp in Colorado would like to see more farmers give this approach a try. He says that if it works, it could be an important strategy to help the U.S. meet renewable energy goals.
You can use the scorched earth approach, where you just put the solar panels in as dense as you can to optimize energy generation and usage. Or you can try and integrate the two to maintain aspects of both. And I really think that's the future, that we have the ability to co-locate energy generation and natural ecosystem services.
Over the winter, Sweetland will check on the blueberry bushes from time to time, but the real work will begin in the spring when he harvests the first crop grown under solar panels. When asked if he thinks the blueberries will thrive or even survive with the solar panels, Sweetland says,
I'm not sure where I stand that way. Time will tell.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Teresa Carey.